We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit. But first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLole, and we have a new local segment within the Sunrise Morning Show. This morning, I'll be talking to Sonia Corbett. She is the Catholic evangelista. She has decades of experience and training. Ultimately, Sonia Corbett teaches every person she consults and is around to be and feel better and how to be better. Welcome to The Quest, Sonia.
Thank you for having me, Allison.
It was such a blessing to see you at our parish, St. Michael's, for the mission. I speak from the heart when I say, when I hear you talking, the Lord and the Holy Spirit work through you. I mean, I was convicted and so many things just came to me. So I am grateful to have you here to share your knowledge and to share your love for the Lord and our church here with our listeners.
Thrilled to hear that. That is my prayer. It's a fire in my mouth. And if I didn't say something, I would probably explode.
Amen. We don't want you exploding. We want it to keep coming out. So.
Amen.
So if you don't mind, can you share with us a little bit about your life history and what brought you to your wonderful ministry you have now?
All right. Well, I started out as a Southern Baptist, well, in North Carolina to begin with, where I grew up. And we were pretty nominal churchgoers growing up. But when I married, my husband and I started going to a little country church. We had moved out of state to Tennessee. And we started going to this little church, a little family church. It was the perfect little cocoon for anyone who God was going to form in faith. It was just perfect. It was small. It was very family-oriented. And that was when, right off the bat, actually, I had a mentor who asked me to help co-teach a Bible study. And I mean, she was like old enough to be my mother. And I was like, I don't know anything at all. I don't know how in the world I'm going to help you do anything. But I said yes. And that was the beginning for me because I absolutely could not get enough of studying the scriptures and sharing the amazing stuff that I was finding in it. And what I found was that they were just as excited to receive the stuff that I was learning and sharing. And that just started the whole process for me of my entire life being grounded there in the scriptures. We ended up, because of a couple of church splits, which are very common, mm-hmm. not only in the Baptist denomination, but also in Protestantism overall, mm-hmm. we ended up leaving after two church splits. We left that little church, and there was a sort of a season in between where we hid in a mega church about 34, 35 miles down the road. And in that season, I had some really strong questions about the foundations of Protestantism. And so I began a deep dive into the Reformation. And I had a friend at the time who came into the Catholic Church, and she invited me to the Easter Vigil, which I pitied her terribly because it was just so weird. The one thing that was really compelling about it in the whole 3 hours was the incense, because I understood the symbolism there, but also all of that scripture that was read during that time. And so all of that combined, I call that a perfect storm, and it just sucked me down the neck of the funnel eventually into the Catholic Church. It was like stepping off a cliff into an abyss. Of teaching, scripture teaching, the fathers of the church and the depth of all that I was reading and learning. And, I mean, it was terrifying. It was the hardest time of my entire life, but I got the greatest gifts during that time. And, of course, now, you know, after having begun as an itinerant speaker in the scriptures as a Baptist, in that season I had a lot of very concentrated teaching that the Lord was using to prepare me for coming into the Catholic Church, at which point my pastor made me immediately the religious education director of our parish, which was a fiasco. But what I saw there was that the Catholic Church needed what I was doing.
Amen.
And that's after I left that position, then I began that process in the Catholic Church. And then, you know, the rest is history.
I love it. I mean, because I remember hearing you talk about the Word of God, and all of us, it's a Catholic book. I mean, ultimately it is. And getting in scripture, it teaches you who God is and his love. And I love when I was going through your website. I mean, it talks about that, you know, your program, Mark 12:30, you know, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. I mean, your ultimate goal in your podcast, in your conferences, in your work on your website, you know, talks, is to bring people closer to God through healing and knowing the Word of God. I mean, we all need to know it as Catholics.
Yes, because if we don't have the truth, we can't even really start to stand in our authority and our identity as God's children. And that's one of the very first things we have to learn. And if we're not in the scriptures, we don't know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're tossed about by every wind of doctrine and every attack of the enemy, the scriptures say, because we don't know the truth. And so that definitely is ultimately my goal, is to draw people to the scriptures so that they can experience God himself and also his love. And then ultimately, that's what heals us. Love is what heals us, both biologically and spiritually, in all the ways Jesus said.
Amen.
Heart, soul, mind, and strength. So yes, that is definitely my primary goal.
Amen. Amen. We are here with Sonia Corbett, the Catholic evangelista, speaking with her. So when I went to your website, I also saw your program that you have, the Sacred Healing, Mark 12:30. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So Jesus says that that is the primary commandment. It's the first and greatest commandment. And it's, we usually skip over it and go straight to the next part, love your neighbor as yourself. And I think it's because it seems impossibly comprehensive to love God with every cell, every thought, every turn of our heart, every emotion, and all of our bodies. And plus, he's invisible.
Amen.
So it's something that we sort of skip over. And yet what I've found is that the reason God commands us to love with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength is because his love heals us in every single part of our humanity.
Amen.
And it's a template for how to be healed. We love God with all of our emotions, all of our thoughts, all of our memories, all of our body. And our bodies and our minds and our spirits are created to heal in that love. Biologically, that's true, but also spiritually. And so when I discovered that that was basically a template, you know, God doesn't tell us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength because it's good for him. He does it because it's good for us.
Yes,
it's what
it
heals us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used that as a template for leading people through the process of how to heal in all of those areas, those painful memories and the suffering that we undergo every single day, you know.
Yes.
But there are patterns to those things. And so that's what that program is meant to do. It's meant to help people show the pattern in their suffering because it's not arbitrary. Suffering is ordered to our particular woundedness.
Mm.
And if we can see that and cooperate with the Holy Spirit in it, we will heal heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so that's what that entire program is about. And it's both a masterclass. There's a one-on-one consultation option. There's a podcast. There is also a book coming out in the spring of next year with that entire program in mind to help people see that template and to follow it, because the Holy Spirit is always offering us opportunities to heal in those areas, but we don't recognize them, particularly as Catholics, because we've been taught we should just offer it up. But if we simply offer up our suffering, we are not receiving the message, the healing that is the entire intention of the Holy Spirit in allowing it to begin with.
If our listeners want to learn more about your ministry, where could they go to find you?
Just Google my name, Sonia Corbett, or my website name is BibleStudyEvangelista.com, and everything is right there on the site.
Thank you so much, Sonia, for speaking with us today, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you for the opportunity. Hi, everybody in Atlanta.
Bye. It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 721, and the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.